Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, the soundcheck team is at it again. Casting pods and making friends. Soundcheck.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For 56 years, people wrote in about love, life, and loss to the weekly advice column by Ann Landers. But there wasn't anywhere to go if you needed advice of a musical nature. Until now. Music writer Jessica Hopper is Fan Landers, a weekly advice to musicians columnist from The Village Voice. Fan. Welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So what is Fan Landers? What kind of questions do you field?
I mean, at this point, we've gotten everything from etiquette-related questions to things of a slightly more technical nature to why should I keep doing this? The sort of full gamut of quandaries and problems that come up as musicians.
From musicians or from music lovers, from fans? Is it you cast a wide net?
So far exclusively, it is musicians and people that work with musicians and want to be musicians.
Okay. Listeners, have you ever written into an advice column for music-related questions or anything else? Tell us about it. You can tweet us with the hashtag FanLanders or leave a note on the Soundcheck website. So, Jessica, how are you qualified to be FanLanders? what kind of preparations do you have to do for this?
I feel like, my sort of cumulative experience within the music industry aids my information that I dole out. Some of it is experiential. I was in touring bands and was in bands since I was a teenager. For about the last 8 years, I've worked as a music writer. But before that, I ran my own PR company and also managed bands and tour-managed bands and kind of did everything you could do.
Mm-hmm. So you've been down there in the trenches with the musicians themselves. You've been a musician. So why don't we take a few calls? We'll start in Michigan with Leah, who's joining us on Soundcheck. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Fan. How are you guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I play in a band, and we're really excited. We're pretty excited. We're about to release our second album, and unlike our first, this time we have this whole team of people behind us. So we have a manager and a PR person, this label. They're all working really hard, and it should be great, except for one person, and I'm going to try and be very discreet about who it is. They just don't seem very excited about it. It's taken forever to get our album out, and it seems like every step of the way he kind of steps in and makes it very difficult to move forward. So our album's about a week from being put out at this point, but I'm kind of wondering what's a good way to handle this? We're contractually obligated to work with this person through the extent of our release.
So how do you follow the letter of the law and still keep your sanity? Is that your question?
Absolutely.
All right, Fan Landers, your turn.
I'm wondering, is this someone who you've hired out to, or that your label has hired out to? Is it somebody who?
Yeah, it's definitely someone we couldn't fire.
Okay, yeah, that's sort of what I was getting at. I think even if you don't want to apologize or suck up, I think what you might have to do, if you don't want this guy impeding the progress of your record or the success of your record, is that I think you might just have to address what's going on. If he doesn't like your record, he should still act like a professional. Do you feel like you've treated him in a professional manner? Have you guys gotten into it? Have you, been scrapping about it or sending, really long, all-caps emails? Is that sort of thing happening yet?
We haven't gotten all caps. I've been trying to be professional, and maybe it's just something but I have to wait out, just continue to bite the bullet. But,
I think the thing here is this is some advice that I got early on in my career. If it's important, pick up the phone. Don't send him any more emails. Emails are hard to read. He could get more offended. He could act more weird. Lots of times when you call people and confront them directly, and you can confront him non-confrontationally, you can just say you need to address it, etc. I would go directly towards it, because the thing is that, you know, chances are when people have those sort of things brought up, they're not going to completely stick in place if you really put them on the spot. And I don't want to say, like, make them feel bad, but make them feel like, you know, you just want to have a good relationship with them, even if you hate him.
Well,
but you need to be able to have at least a professional relationship with him. And even if that means that you and your band kind of have to bend to make that happen, or if you have to send him emails and say, like, thanks, that was such a great idea, something that makes him feel included in the project's success maybe would help.
That sounds like the same kind of advice you would get in any kind of, you know, Ann Landers type advice columnist. I guess, you know, it works in the music world as well as in what we jokingly call real life. So, Leah in Michigan, best of luck with the forthcoming release. The band is called Lightning Love. Let's hear a little bit of what Leah's been working on. I certainly hope Leah gets her issue there worked out with the upcoming release of this album, because that's nice work. Lightning Love, the name of the band, and a song called Together, and a little bit of advice from Fan Landers. Weekly advice column for musicians in the Village Voice. It's written by Jessica Hopper. Jessica, you must get those sorts of questions a lot. You know, musicians who are having trouble with their label, their manager, their publisher, etc.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard enough for artists, and they're sensitive, you know, to navigate the business end of things.
Yeah.
And lots of times when you start working in the industry, you know, you see just how much ego is involved sometimes.
Well, and there are lots of ways in which that kind of takes form. And here's another question that comes to us from a drummer who goes under the name Denim Wonder. Listen to this.
Dear fan, I was a drummer in a moderately successful independent rock band for over a decade. I realized in my late 20s that the band wouldn't ever be a living for me. We weren't going to make it in the terms I initially hoped we would. We slowed to the point that our fan base dwindled, and we played two shows a year for fun. They're really not that much fun. In the last few years, I've gotten a full-time job, but I've continued writing new songs. I'm recording them in spurts with no real time frame. It's stuff I'm really excited about, but I'm not sure how to go about putting it out there. Also, you should know that I'm keeping the project a secret, even from some of my closest friends. I would like the music to be heard without the reference of my former band. This, of course, means I'll be starting from scratch. Should I be patient and release the entire album whenever I've recorded enough songs? Should I put the songs out there and just see what happens? Is it worth the risk to keep it a secret in order for the music to be judged on its own? Sincerely, Denim Wonder.
All right, Fan Landers, over to you.
The thing that strikes me is, you know, about keeping it a secret, you know, like it's really top secret. I understand that. You know, he wants to have something that's separate and doesn't, you know, automatically get tagged with X member of such and such band. But I think he should only do that if he's, I don't want to say kind of willing not to have people hear it, but it's the difference between being able to tag something with something that's recognizable. Even if somebody wasn't a fan, they go, oh, you know, I've heard of that band. Maybe I'll check this out. Or they're local. Or, you know, it's not going to be such a Sisyphean task of trying to get people to your SoundCloud page or whatnot, or to get people to write about it. And I kind of think that, you know, I mean, what's he going to do? Send people an email and say, like, you've written about my band before, but I'm not going to tell you who I am. This is my music. You know, how long can you really keep something secret? And, you know, I kind of hear like some ego in that you want it to be good and recognized in spite of, you know, your other achievements.
Kind of like when Joyce Carol Oates, well-known author, sent out, you know, stories to publishers under a pseudonym to see what would happen. You know, you just want to see, am I getting these things published now because I'm a name, or is this really good, or what have you? So Denim Wonder, former drummer of what he describes as a moderately successful indie rock band, doesn't want to let too many people hear what he's up to, but he's willing to let you hear a little. The artist known as Denim Wonder and his song Violins. He's Texas-based and writing into Fanlanders for advice on what to do with his solo songs. And so, Jessica Fanlanders, your advice is for him to do what he just did, let more people hear the music, right?
Exactly. And I don't think he needs to keep his identity a secret.
All right.
I think he should just be out there, you know, in today's marketplace, what have you. Any advantage that you have is one you should take, I think.
Jessica Hopper is a music writer, and she is Fanlanders, writing this weekly Advice to Musicians column in the Village Voice. Jessica, nice talking to you again. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck.
Dear Abby, my feet are too long. My hair's falling out, and my rights are all wrong. My friends, they all tell me that I've no friends at all. Won't you write me a letter? Won't you give me a call? Signed, Bewildered. Bewildered, you have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, my fountain pen leaks. My wife hollers at me and my kids are all freaks. Every side I get up on is the wrong side of bed. If it weren't so expensive, I'd wish I were dead. Unhappy, you have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby,